Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to this summer special. I am really happy and excited to record a new podcast episode as I have not done it for a very long time. I had actually said I would take a break over the summer and continue with a new season of podcasts in the autumn, but then I had now so many insights over the last month, and I had made so many experiences that I definitely thought I would like to share this with you and record this summer special now for the mid of July. So since the beginning of this year, or actually since February, I have been in additional educations in psychology, in NLP, which stands for neuro-linguistic programming. And I've also been to a seminar about public speaking, got educated there for this, and I was on so many inspiring events and had met so many wonderful people, and from all these experiences also got so many important insights and also first successes for myself that I definitely wanted to share this with you, because it has a lot to do with getting visible, with visibility in general, that I also found out it's not just a matter of either being visible or being not visible. There are actually three phases of visibility that I want to share with you here in the special podcast episode. And before we start, just a small announcement. If you are based in Helsinki, I will give a workshop for the spouse program of the city of Helsinki, and this workshop will be about setting targets and removing limiting dogmas so that you're really able to reach these targets. And this workshop will be in Helsinki, and it is targeted to be end of September. The exact date will be announced, but if that sounds interesting for you, if you think you would like to take part, I will put the link of the spouse program in the show notes that you can have a look. The program will be announced maybe 3 or 4 weeks before the workshop, and I would be very happy to see you there. So, but now if we start with these three special phases of visibility that I had figured out and that I want to share. So, starting with the first phase, which I would call the invisible phase, or I think you know these kind of people, so people that are not seen, they are not visible because they don't speak, they are pretty much in the background, they don't express themselves, so these typical poker faces. And maybe you know those people, or I would say maybe even in Finland this is very popular, or you would see these people very often. So people who are not talkative, people who don't speak much, they don't show many facial expressions. And you know, it is always said that actually you cannot not communicate. And of course, I mean, this is true, because even if these people, if they don't speak, if they show or if they don't show any facial expressions, they still have the message, okay, I am physically present, but I am not interested in what you have to say, and I don't have to say anything myself. So if you don't talk, if you don't show anything from yourself, this is what your message is basically. But I mean, do you want to connect with these kind of people, or do you want to become friends with such a person? So no, I think you are happy if you don't have to talk to such a person for too long, because it is quite exhausting if you invest yourself a lot of energy covering a lot of topics, telling jokes, talking about personal things or emotional things, and you don't get anything back. But maybe you also have the feeling that you are such a person yourself. And not because you want to be a bad person or you don't want to connect to people. It is maybe not, or totally not, your aim to be like that, because you actually know that you have a lot inside yourself. You would have interesting stories to tell, and one could have a lot of fun with you. You could share successes you have had in your life already, and you would be a great friend. You just cannot manage to bring anything like this from your inside to the outside, because you're maybe too shy, you are too blocked in your own thinking, too afraid what others could think about yourself, and you are afraid that they don't like your humor, that they don't share your values, or that they would rate you as obtrusive or arrogant or a smart aleck or whatever. And therefore, you are keeping yourself in the background, so maybe hoping that somehow somebody must see what a great person you are without that you have to tell it. But the sad thing is that this will not work. Because the one thing we all love to think about the whole day is just ourselves. So nobody will think about you unless you give them a good reason to think about you. So if you want to know other people who you are, what great things you do and what great skills you have to tell it to them. I mean, the simplest and most obvious example is just this podcast episode. You would not listen to this podcast episode if I would keep my message just for myself, if I would not talk here, if I would just be hoping that you randomly contact me and ask me what I think, how you could get more visible. And without this podcast, maybe you would not even know that I exist and that I have an opinion about this topic, visibility. It's just, I am telling it so you are aware of it and you can think about it and you know who I am and what I think about this topic. And maybe you like it and maybe you like it not, but at least you know. Do you know what I mean? And I bet also that you have something to say and you want to show the world who you are and what you think and what you have to tell. And believe me, you will get to a point when the pain of being not seen and being invisible gets too big. Or maybe you are already at this point. And I was there as well. And when I moved to Finland, I told myself I won't do this anymore. I will not continue hiding my skills, hiding my competence, hiding my passion for topics, in my job, for sports, in my everyday life. I won't hide my humor anymore just because I would be afraid what other people would think about this. So this is now this phase two of visibility, really showing these positive things that you have, what you are proud of, what you can do, what your skills are, what your successes are, what your values are, what your humor is. And I first, when I somehow started with this, I forced myself to be outgoing until it became normal for me to be more outgoing. I wanted to be more self-confident. And with this, step by step, I also became more self-confident. I shared my successes. I said openly what I am able to do, what I have achieved, what kind of skills I have. And maybe you would think now that this can be rated by others as arrogant. And for this, I would like to share with you a story, because I had visited a friend 2 weeks ago, and that friend has a little daughter, and she is, I think, 4 years old. And we were playing there around in the flat, and she was showing me all kinds of things, all the nice toys that she has. And then she came with a super huge sheet of paper, and it was actually, I think it was even bigger than her, and she was just holding it into the air and showed it to me and said to me, "Hey, look what I have painted." And first, she's 4 years old, and I had a little bit problems to really guess what is on the picture, but it was so cute, because her enthusiasm and her excitement about this painting, what she had done herself, that was just so overwhelming, that was so lovable, and I just liked it as well. And it was just amazing to see this little girl, that she is so proud of her own painting. And I would have never thought, oh, this little girl is quite arrogant, because the picture doesn't look so good. I mean, you don't do this with small kids, but for adults, we somehow have this picture, like, we should not act like this because other people could rate it as arrogant. So no, I think that's bullshit. Sorry for the wording. Because if you have a passion for something, if you are honestly proud of something, I mean, share this. The right people will see your passion, they will see your excitement, they will love it. And yes, other people will get triggered by this. They might even say it's arrogant what you're talking about, or they don't like what you do, or they don't share your opinion. But honestly, I mean, would you really care? Because there are still these people who feel very much attracted to what you do, to what you are passionate and excited about. So you're attracting like-minded people. In contrast, if you are keeping quiet, if you are just silent, like in this first phase, in this invisible phase, I mean, you don't attract anyone. So this is this phase two of visibility, where you allow yourself to shine. And Personally, I was in this phase since I came to Finland, because I was so happy with my life here. I was super successful in my job. I had really thought, hey, I have made it. I got visible and that's it. Now I'm there. Now I have self-confidence. But then I learned that was actually only half of the journey. So this phase two, it is about shining and speaking up for yourself and getting visible and allowing yourself to have this sparkling attitude, also with the intention to inspire people and to express your positive energy and make an impact to your environment. And then I have discovered that additionally to that, there is also a third phase of visibility, which is then really the supreme discipline or the masterclass of being visible, having real confidence, and being really able to express yourself. And if you want to know what this is, I would suggest you to stay tuned. I will share that in the second part of this summer special. The episode will come out 1 week after this episode. And I hope you will be listening again, because what I share there, this is really personal. These are insights that I just got for myself, things that really changed a lot of things, how I see my life, what I think about visibility, and how I master my personal challenge for more self-confidence and more visibility. But for the case that you have discovered for yourself, you are actually at the moment in this invisible phase, that you feel invisible, that you feel not seen, and you have problems to open up yourself, to speak up for yourself, and to get really self-confident, then I would be very happy if you would give me a feedback, if you would contact me via LinkedIn, via Instagram. You can find all my contact details in the show notes, because this is really my mission, to give women more self-confidence, to really get more visible and be brave to speak up for their interests. Thank you for listening. I hope this episode was inspiring and empowering for you to get more visible and to speak up for your interests in your everyday life and especially at work. And if you feel that you need a little push for your success because you have a certain issue that hinders you to get fully successful in your career, might it be how to write a good job application, how to handle a difficult discussion at work, how to hold a successful presentation, or how to find your clear vision for your next step in your career? Then you can get my own tips and tools in a single coaching session over 1.5 hours. And you can find all the information to that on my website under michaela-kettner.coach/single-sessions. And if you want to really spotlight yourself doing your job search or to boost your career, if you want to improve your self-confidence and make other people listen to you, then I would like to invite you to work together with me over 6 weeks in a one-on-one coaching where you learn how can you identify your strengths and your targets for your career, how you can present yourself in the best possible way, and how you can become a true enrichment for every Finnish company. And you can find my coaching and mentoring program, Spotlight Yourself, as well on my website, or you can contact me for any more information on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi or on LinkedIn. And no worries if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes. And I would be really happy to connect with you, also to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and to this episode. And I wish you a nice rest of the day. Get visible and stay tuned. Bye bye.